Hi everybody, this is Bailey Martinez, and I am coming to you as a normal person. I'm gonna turn 30 very soon, and that being said, you know, I've just started my own business. You know, I'm getting those steps and those processes and trying to start selling my product, and you know, my family's crazy. I have a relationship. I work from home. I have a puppy named Coda. My boyfriend's name is Paul. And yeah, so I'm gonna talk to you guys a lot of stuff, a lot of different things, but I did want you all to get to know me, and I found this really interesting list of questions to get to know Bailey. And I would love for anybody to submit your questions to me, call me, email me, whatever the case may be. Let's just go ahead and start with the questions. So, if you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time? That in itself is crazy, because I feel like sleeping is really good for you, but medically speaking, if it was healthy for us to not sleep, then I would really... I would really like to... Sorry, I was trying to figure out how to... It was telling me something about the recording, but anyways. So, I would exercise more. I would focus more on my product, my company. I would definitely go visit my family a lot more, and I would just try and find a lot of different ways to be productive in the life that I have right now. What's your favorite piece of clothing you own or have owned? So, when I was younger, I think I was 19, and I had this banging body. I was thick and plump and wonderful, and it was great. And I had these hip hugger pants, and they were like a very soft to the touch. I don't remember the material, but they were jeans almost. They looked like jeans, but they weren't. And they were like a lime green. I want to say lime green, but like very, very like green, like bright green. And I felt like Britney Spears in those pants, because she had a performance where she performed in pants like that, and I just loved them, and I looked great in them, and I had just lost a bunch of weight, so I had this really nice body, and so I was really just kind of, you know, flaunting with the idea. So those were my favorite jeans. I really wish that I had them, and they would fit me, because they were like a size 14, or something like that, which is a really cute size, I think. What hobby would you get into if time and money weren't an issue? I would totally, I don't know if this is a hobby, this is probably not a hobby, more like a profession, but I would love to do, like, game development, or, like, write scripts for movies and stuff like that. I think that I have a lot of really, really good ideas for stories and stuff like that that are fantastic and fast moving, but interesting and all around. So, you know, hopefully one of those are actually one of my goals. And if you haven't done this, writing a list of your goals and what you want in your life is really important, and making sure that you fight for what you want and what makes you happy, because we only get one shot. So that's a side note. What would your perfect room look like? So I really have I love the beach. I love the breeze, the smell, the sand, the sun. Because, you know, the sun is bearable on the beach because you have the water to cool down, but you also have the breeze. It's almost constant. Or from what I've experienced at the beach, I don't know if it's always like that, but it would be a very large bedroom with a very nice big bed with one of those beautiful, like, princess draperies over it or whatever. And then the one wall would be a bunch of glass doors, or maybe just one big, I don't know. Either way, I would be looking at the beach from my bed. when I wake up and stuff like that. And it would have a badass TV, a badass computer, and my boyfriend and my dog. So, yeah. How often do I play sports? Oh, goodness gracious. I do not play sports. I do not like sports. I support people that do like them, though. I'll go have a beer with you, or rather a margarita with you, and watch the game and stuff like that. But I won't like it. But I'll have fun because, you know. What fictional place would you most like to go? That's a really good question. God. You know, honestly, like, I love writing and I love doing all that stuff, and I make up a lot of stories in my head. Makes me feel like I'm schizophrenic, but I'm not. It's more of like, you know, these ideas and these cool ideas for these stories. So there's actually a story that I want to write. I don't really want to say too much, but there's a kingdom, and in this kingdom, there is like this elemental place where it's chock full of like beauty and danger and just like fun. I feel like if it was a TV show, it'd be like one of those old TV shows where you gotta like go through the obstacle course and like do stuff. And I feel like it would be a really fun idea, and then there's lots of traps and fun stuff and stuff like that. So I would think that that would be really fun, like to kind of have like a group of friends, you know, play hide and go seek or something in a place like that. But so yeah, that'd probably be my go-to place. What job would I be terrible at? There's so many. I think construction. Anything to do with heavy lifting. God, I'd be terrible at so many things. Plumbing. Babysitting. I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, it would be terrible at a lot of jobs. When was the last time you climbed a tree? The last time I climbed a tree, I think I was like in my early 20s. It was at my best friend's house. And they eventually chopped down the tree for some reason. I don't know why. I think it was because it was sick or something. I don't know, but it's no longer there. But it was a really great tree and everybody climbed on it. If you could turn any activity into an Olympic sport, what would you have a good chance at winning a medal for? Well, that's a little personal. Just kidding. Trying to make everyone around me feel good and realize that they don't need to be sad. There's no need to be scared. You just gotta be your best self and continue to strive and go for your dreams, go for your hopes. So maybe motivational speaking or being in a good mood or just like making someone laugh. I really enjoy doing that. What is the most annoying habit that other people have? You know, to be honest with you, I don't like mean people, and as long as you do whatever I say, then I'm happy. What skill would I like to master? When it comes to like just a skill to pick up, I would love to be able to shoot a bow and arrow, like masterfully, like, you know, like Olympic level, like, you know, stuff like that. I think that would be really cool. It's not necessarily something that I need, but I think it would be really fun. So, yeah. Oh, by the way, guys, I am cooking ribs and chicken tonight with some delicious, lightly sauteed green beans and some homemade Mexican rice. So, I'm really excited about that. So, I'm on a little bit of a time frame before I have to go check my meats. So anyways, what's your favorite drink? Now, I'm not sure if it means, like, alcoholic or stuff like that, so I'm just going to go ahead and just tell you a couple. My favorite soda is Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is the best, the bite. It makes my eyes tear. You know, it's delicious, especially with super ice cold, some Sonic Ice. Ooh, Sonic Ice, and sometimes the Dairy Queens have the same kind of Sonic Ice. That stuff, it just drives me crazy. I also, alcoholic-wise, there is a restaurant chain called Logan's. And, actually, I picked this drink up back in the day when I was bartending. It's a margarita with a syrup inside, and it's called Prickly Pear. So I love Prickly Pear margaritas with a sugar rim. Those are delicious, but Logan's makes them fantastically besides myself. So that's where you can get one. Prickly Pear margarita, sugar rim, delicious as hell. So yeah, and I love water, and tea is really good, and orange juice. If I'm ever having a bad day, if I ever feel like I need a pick-me-up, I go for the a glass of orange juice, a big glass of orange juice with a lot of ice, and I just chug it, and I'm just like, I have no idea. I morph into like a being from the sun or something, and I'm just like instantly fixed. So what state or country do I never want to go back to? Well, I haven't really traveled that much. I did recently go on a road trip with my best friend to Las Vegas, and we passed through Texas and I think Colorado and Arizona, and then we made it to Nevada. So each place was interesting. I've never experienced anything besides Texas, though, so I really don't have an answer for that. I would love to travel a lot more, for sure. What songs have you completely memorized? Iggy Azalea's Black Widow. Almost anything Britney Spears. I really can't say anymore, but I do love a lot of songs, though. What game or movie universe I would live in? Wow, World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft is a very fun game. It's very interesting. It has almost everything you possibly want. For me, when I game, I want adventure. I want to get good, I want to get gear that's pretty, and I want to have powers, and I want to fight a bunch of stuff. And that's what World of Warcraft is, so I love it. What do you consider to be your best find? I don't really know about that. I think I've always been poor. I'm like everybody else, I'm making it check to check. So really just a best find is just like finding a friend that understands that I don't have a lot, but I have a good heart and good times. And I think finding people that are good like that, not that other people with money are not good, not that I would not want to hang out with anybody with money, but it's more of like whatever line you come from, understand that I don't have a lot, but I can give a lot. And so just understanding people, I think, would be the best find, because you know you never want to be lonely. Are you usually early or late? I am usually early. What pets did you have while growing up? Just normal, like dogs, some birds, a fish that I was really sad when it passed away, but, yeah. When people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with? So, I help people, like, do random things a lot. I give my advice, especially when people are posting, like, on Facebook and stuff, because there's a lot of people that are really, like, focusing on negative stuff and, like, not really, like, I get it, be sad, horrible things have happened, but you have to remember, you have to get up, be strong, move forward, you know, don't sit there in sulk and sadness, because if you do that, you're just going to destroy yourself, you know, like, we're human, we're on this planet, you know, as long as we can be, so let's not waste time being sad, like, what's the point in that? Who's your go-to band or artist when you can't decide on something? So I honestly, like, I've obviously listened to other music before in my life, and I generally choose Britney Spears as my go-to person. But I feel like now that I'm getting older, I'm becoming more accustomed to certain things. I don't know names and stuff like that, but I have a big newfound love for, like, orchestra music and, like, stuff like that, like, symphony music. I love, you know, piano and violins and cello. I love to hear those sounds and the fact that sometimes they can make these beautiful pieces, and I wish I knew, you know, I'm learning, but I love that type of music. I do love, you know, mainstream stuff like Cardi B, is my favorite rapper right now. Britney Spears is always my favorite pop star. But, you know, I love just whatever's on the radio. Shawn Mendes. Charlie Puth has a really cute song called Betty Boop. And it's, like, it's really cute and really flashy, and I really like that. So, you know, I think Charlie Puth, Britney Spears, Cardi B. And I just got, this is not music, but I just got Tiffany Haddish's book, The Last Black Unicorn, and it's an Audible book, and she speaks it, or she reads it to us, and it's fantastic. I love her very much. What age do you wish you could permanently be? Oh, that's a really good question. What age would you permanently want to be? I would say 21, because your body is, like, super strong, super healthy, super awesome. Well, for me, you know, 21, I was super sexy. I had a badass body, and my personality was banging, and I was just all over the place doing crazy fun stuff, and, you know, nothing really stopped me or fazed me, so I think 21 would be a great age. So, I want to say thank you guys so much for, you know, being here and listening to me talk to you guys and getting to know me a little bit. Hopefully I can become your new friend that you listen to. I'm going to try and post every couple days, just to kind of tell you about my story, tell you about my life, you know. I know there's billions of us on this planet, so, you know, I'm just another person. But hopefully you liked listening to me, and like I said, I will be posting more often. I will do a lot more videos like this. I'll also do more, podcasts, to where I'll tell you about my product, my company, and just different videos we can talk about, and we can talk about stuff, and yeah, so thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. Bye.